But before we get to that, I want to go to what we do every week. And since my tagline is simple steps for how to be happy and love yourself and learning how to let go of all the stuff that's blocking that inner joy that you can experience, I share Dr. Hawkins' 101 Ways to Happiness. And if this is new to you, I discuss the teachings of Dr. David R. Hawkins. You can find him all over YouTube. He's got a ton of books. And it's really, he's helping people that are interested in raising their level of consciousness and understanding where it really exists and how to access it. He's passed, so I'm got the baton and I'm running with it and sharing my own kind of way of teaching and helping you understand higher levels of consciousness the best I can. So in today's 101 Ways to Happiness, we're on happiness number 14. And what Dr. Hawkins is suggesting is that you be flexible and not rigid. That's kind of self-explanatory. And I always bring up the poem by Rumi, The Guest House. Whatever shows up, be grateful, right? Don't have to hold so tightly. Don't hold on so tightly. And I'm familiar with this way of being, holding on tight, gripping tight. Let go. You got to learn to let go of lower levels of consciousness and allow the ease of being flexible, going with the flow. And there's a book I read about synchronicity. It's kind of saying the same thing. If someone throws a wrench in your day, let's say your tire goes flat on a highway and you need help. This is a story about this book I just read that the author shared. Intend for meaningful connections. Life is trying to get your attention, and you may not accept this, but I'm kind of getting it now. Life is trying to get your attention to move you in new directions, connect you in different ways. And this is kind of what intentional synchronicity is all about. It's like, allow what's going on to happen, be flexible, and see where it leads. So rigidity is all about controlling positionalities, having to be right, and rigidness. It's resistance. It's all resistance. And resistance is of lower consciousness, and it's a downward pulling energy. It's not constructive. It's destructive. So flexible is a constructive energy. So that's what I want you to take home today. Are you going to be flexible or are you going to be rigid? Flexibility is where the power is. True power is in being flexible, going with the flow. So that's 101 Ways to Happiness, tip number 14 in Dr. Hawkins' book of slides. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in a link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.